Hello, this is Bart reporting from Hayward, Wisconsin for the week of December 17th, 2018. The forecast for this week is once again calling for relatively mild weather for this time of year, with few chances of precipitation, be it rain, snow, or a mix of both. It appears this weather will hold for the remainder of December and into the new year, if not beyond. The opportunities for snow at this time do not indicate much in the way of accumulation. Ice thickness continues to grow with the cold nights and is as thick as 10 inches in a few areas. Ice is never 100% safe, so use common sense and caution when going onto the ice. Some anglers are taking ATVs, UTVs, and snowmobiles, but do so only in areas you know and after checking the ice thickness. There is no reason to take chances. Fishing is good and most of the season remains. There is minimal snow cover on the lakes at this time and travel conditions are very good. But please check with your favorite shop for the most current up-to-the-minute ice conditions and fishing information. Here is the fishing report. Walleye. Walleye action is good, with best success in early morning hours or during the last light of the evening. Fish near shallower vegetation areas in 5 to 8 feet. The most productive offerings include walleye suckers, and shiners under tip-ups, jigging spoons, rattle baits, jigging wraps, moonshine lures, and hyperglides. Northern pike. Northern pike action is good for anglers fishing in and around weeds and vegetation in 4 to 12 feet. Working shallow near shore areas and weed edges. Dot baits include northern suckers, walleye suckers, and large shiners under tip-ups. Crappie. Crappie fishing is good to very good in 14 to 20 feet, and anglers are icing some nice catches. Use crappie minnows, rosy reds, and plastics on small jigs, or try dead sticking crappie minnows and rosy reds. Bluegill. Bluegill fishing is fair to good in deep basins and in depths varying from 5 to 30 feet. Anglers are also picking up some perch in these areas. Best bait choices include waxies, spikes, and plastics on tungsten jigs, small jigging baits, and spoons tipped with live bait. This report has been based on the weekly outdoors report written by Steve Suman for the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For this week's report, Steve heard from Pat at Happy Hooker and Eric at Hayward Bait. The Hayward Lakes 2019 Vacation Guide is now available. Order your copy by visiting haywardlakes.com or call us at 715-634-4801. That's all for now. This is Bart from Hayward. Until next time, good fishing.